Brothers and sisters of the cocoa cloth, today's tale is one of mystery, soil, and scandalous confusion. Truffles, those earthy little treasures that cost more than a donkey and a cart.
Clarification, not chocolate truffles, Horatio. Real truffles, mushrooms, fungi, buried treasure of the forest floor.
So, no ganache inside? How utterly disappointing.
Wild truffles are nature's lottery. They grow symbiotically with tree roots. Oak, hazelnut, even beech. Farmers can't truly control them. Dogs, or in olden times pigs, sniff them out. That rarity is why they command absurd prices. Thousands of dollars per pound.
Imagine me, a monk in sandals, trailing behind a pig who's snuffling for buried treasure. That's adventure, Hugo. Earthy, musky, decadent adventure.
Adventure, yes. But more importantly, wild truffles boast a complexity. Aromas of garlic, musk, and earth. A flavor so intense it perfumes an entire dish with just shavings.
And then came mankind's brilliant idea. Let's plant the trees, infect them with spores, and make a truffle farm.
Precisely. Cultivated truffles are grown in controlled orchards. It takes years, sometimes a decade, before the first harvest. While they can't replicate the sheer mystery of wild truffles, they make the delicacy more accessible. Prices are lower, supply more stable.
So, cultivated is like wine from a box, and wild is like wine from a saint's goblet.
A crude analogy, but serviceable.
But let us not forget the great betrayal, the chocolate truffle, a creamy ball of ganache rolled in cocoa powder. Delicious, yes, but it stole the truffle's name, and with it, its mystique.
Blame the French. A chocolatier thought his ganache resembled the noble fungus. Thus confusion was born. Now, at every tasting, half the room expects fungi. The other half expects chocolate.
And I expect both. Imagine a wild truffle grated over a dark chocolate truffle. Earth meeting heaven.
In conclusion, wild truffles are nature's untamed gems. Cultivated truffles are patient man's treasure. And chocolate truffles are imposters.
Delicious imposters. Friends, whichever truffle you choose, may your table be rich, your palate adventurous, and your monks properly mischievous.
Taste the adventure!
Where did that come from?
Mixed monk, taste the adventure.